When you hear Wynonie Harris's voice, you'd never imagine that he was tall and rail thin. He sounds like the other great blues singers in this style, Roy Brown, Big Joe Turner, Jimmy Witherspoon, all of whom were huge. But Wynonie Harris easily outsold them all in the years between 1945 and 52 and left behind some spectacular recordings. Rock historian Ed Ward has his story.
Night train that took my baby so far away. Night train that took my baby so far away. Said I'd lose her if I ever did abuse her. Should have listened. My mother said I'd lose her.
Wynonie Harris was born in 1915 in Omaha, Nebraska, to an unwed 15-year-old mother. His father was alleged to be an American Indian named Blue Jay, but he was raised by a stepfather after his mother married. By the time he dropped out of the ninth grade, Omaha was a center for black music, mostly thanks to the Nat Tolls Band, a top-flight organization that spawned many great musicians. Wynonie responded to the local scene by forming a dance act with Velda Shannon, and the two of them became featured attractions at nightclubs and theater shows. Playing around, Wynonie got to catch some of the top touring acts, people like Jimmy Rushing and Big Joe Turner, who became his hero. In 1940, Wynonie with his wife and daughter moved to L.A., where he quickly became part of the thriving Central Avenue scene. Finally, in early 1944, one of America's top black bands, the Lucky Millinder Orchestra, offered him a job, and the next thing he knew, he was in front of a recording microphone.
It was an early Sunday morning, and the church was crowded full. Old Elder Brown was raving, he was angry as a bull. The congregation sensed it, and they knew just what he meant when he said, my text today is you sinners must repent. Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
'Cause Deacon Jones knelt down to pray, all he said was, hey, hey, hey. So who in the well,
in the well, now.
For some reason, it took Decca, Millinder's label, over a year to release Who Threw the Whiskey in the Well, but when they did, the song took off. By then, Wynonie had already been fired from the Millinder band for asking for pay raises and was living back in L.A. Since the hit was credited to Millinder, Wynonie wasn't under contract, and the myriad of independent labels in Los Angeles came knocking at his door. He never said no, and recorded for Philo, Apollo, Aladdin, Hamptone, Bullet, and others. A lot of early bebop artists wound up in the pickup recording bands behind him, Howard McGee, Oscar Pettiford, and Teddy Edwards among them. Even weirder is this piano player. It was Herman Blunt's first session, but hardly his last. As Sun Ra, he made hundreds of records during his lifetime, although in a much different style. The problem was, none of the scores of records Wynonie was making sold very well. He was making his money touring, but the real problem was that he was writing his own material and he wasn't a very good songwriter. The solution showed up one December night in 1947 in the form of two white men from Cincinnati who knocked at his hotel door. A naked woman answered, and Wynonie was stretched out on the bed in a pair of pink silk undershorts with two others. Sid Nathan, the older of the men, owned King Records, and Howard Kessel worked for him. Nathan wanted King to become a force in black music, and Kessel thought Wynonie Harris was his ticket. He was right.
Stop all the clocks! I just got the news that my baby wants to rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock, rock and roll all night long.
All She Wants to Do is Rock was Wynonna's big number one record for King, sitting on the charts for 3 months in the summer of 1949. Curiously, though, his most important record, the one that would change pop music history, came and went in 1948 without ever charting.
I heard the news, there's gonna rock it tonight. Gonna hold my baby tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty man. I heard the news, there's gonna rock it tonight. Have you heard the news?
Roy Brown wrote the song and had the hit with it, but it was Wynonna Harris's version Elvis Presley bought and played over and over, and, he hoped, copied with his own band. One of Nathan's smart moves was to take country songs and have black artists record them, so Hank Penny's Western swing hit, Bloodshot Eyes, was rearranged for Wynonna Harris and sold like crazy. Nathan had a whole stable of songwriters turning out material for him, and Wynonna took full advantage.
Now just because you're pretty and you think you're mighty wise, you tell me that you love me, then you roll those big brown eyes. When I saw you last week, your eyes were turning black. Go find the guy that beat you up, ask him to take you back. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Now I used to spin my.
But after Bloodshot Eyes had its run of the charts in 1951, Wynonna Harris fell victim to changing times. For one thing, he had a number of very risque songs in his repertoire, which was fine when the main market was jukeboxes and bars, but not so fine once radio became the medium that made the hits. For another thing, the R&B audience was turning toward vocal groups instead of blues shouters. By 1954, he was reduced to recording junk like Good Mambo Tonight, and his King contract ended. He continued to perform, and his last gig was November 1967 on an all-star blues show at Harlem's Apollo Theater. But his throat was acting up, and it turned out to be cancer of the esophagus, and he died in L.A. on June 14, 1969. He was Wynonna to the end. They found a bottle of scotch in his bed when they moved his body.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin.